Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to talk about what machines are used in environmental disaster cleanup. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. If you're looking for good, used, quality equipment, then come to my website at www.heavyequipmentguy.com or call me at 817-733-3799. And are you looking for great Caterpillar apparel? Shirts, hats, jackets, you name it, boots with the cat logo on there. And this is affiliate link, which helps pay for the show here and my time. Again, go to this link at www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. All right, here we go on to podcast. We often think that heavy equipment are exclusively used for construction-related work. It does not have any importance over any other industry. However, the fact is that heavy equipment is used in many other areas, which does not fall into construction gender. Construction is probably one of the sectors where we use the machines a lot, but it is certainly not the only place where we require big pieces of metal slash iron. Heavy equipment are exclusively used to clean up debris after disasters that have hit a place. You know, for instance, a tornado, something like that, a flood, you know, stuff like that. They go in there and clean it after it all moves out. To be environmental disaster cleanup or a human-made catastrophe, these heavy equipment play a significant role when it comes to saving lives of people who are stuck under debris. There have been a lot of insurance in the past where heavy equipment like excavators are used exclusively to pull out debris from an accident hit zone and have saved precious lives of people and animals. You know, you'd be shocked. Heavy equipment are also used in cases where there have been man-made catastrophes. For instance, if there is a major accident in one of the chemical industries that have havoc in the area. In order to contain that from spreading, the authorities take the necessary steps that it does not spread to other areas. However, once it has been contained, the next part is to set things right, and this is where the use of heavy equipment comes in. They need to bring in different types of machines, as no type of heavy equipment is capable to do the whole entire job. You know, excavators do one thing, dozers do another. You know, you got to have the right machines for the right job. Heavy equipment such as dozers, excavators, backhoe loaders, articulated trucks, and other such machines are used to remove the leftouts, used to remove all the debris. This is an extremely painful and risky job for the operator, as it also endangers his or her life. So guys who are behind the machine should be extremely experienced and need the technical complete their job. When an environmental disaster like earthquake hits a place, it can swallow up the whole entire city, and it can be quite difficult task to set aside the debris and rescue people from it. Floods, heavy wind, hurricanes, and tornadoes can also cause extreme danger to the people of the city, and heavy equipment are used for the rescue efforts, you know, down in Houston. I mean, they brought in some articulated trucks to go pick up people. Not just heavy equipment, but also attachments that are used on the machine play an important role in cleaning up the mess in the zone. Therefore, when you're deploying the heavy equipment like an excavator in the zone that has been stuck by an earthquake, you also need to keep handy all those attachments that are required to remove the debris quickly. You know, for instance, you know, you can get crushers and stuff like that, you know, to crush concrete. After all, you may find many lives in the wreckage waiting for help to come. Dozers are also used to break open structures that can hinder to the rescue work, so that you can make sure or make use of a lot of machines on the site at the same time, you know. But you always got to be careful, you know. You probably got to do safety first, rescue dogs, make sure there's people not in that area before you bulldoze the area. Each each doing their part of the work and ensuring that they simple things for a rescuing team to pull out lives stuck inside. You know, again, you got to have safety first. You got to do what's right before anything happens. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.